If you are listening to this, you may be experiencing an intrusive thought, feeling, image, or urge. You may feel a strong desire to disprove the thoughts, feelings, and urges, but you know from past experience that trying to make them go away only offers short-term relief, and they often come back with more intensity. This compulsive cycle has happened over and over again. So this time, we're going to choose to do something different. We're going to work on breaking the cycle and learning to sit with uncertainty. This somatic release does not offer reassurance or short-term relief. It is a repeatable practice to help you be present with uncomfortable emotions, to desensitize from thoughts. Within the practice, you may feel an increase in anxiety. You may encounter resistance to this. That's perfectly normal when leaning into uncertainty. We spend so much time focused on our thoughts, their meaning, validity, their presence. We have more than 6,000 thoughts a day. So why do we place so much value on them? If you have a mean thought, does that make you a completely mean person? What if you had a kind thought? Does that make you a completely kind person? Is morality black and white? Or are there shades of grey in life? Thoughts are just thoughts. We do not need to attach meaning to them. Now we're going to shift our focus to the different sensations we feel in our body, whether intense or subtle. Focus on any tightness or heaviness. Focus on any sensations that are present. Notice how they feel and allow them to be there without trying to change or fix them. Just let whatever wants to come up, come up. We do not need to understand them or identify with them. We just need to be present with them unconditionally. You may feel like no feelings are coming up at all, only absence, numbness, or resistance. Perhaps there's fear or skepticism. You're worried you might not be doing it right, or that this exercise might help others but not you. There is no wrong way of doing this. And these are all signs of being stuck in an emotional state of apathy. Perhaps you're feeling hopeless. Maybe you feel unworthy, like giving up on yourself. Just notice any sensation that comes up around this and welcome it in. It is impossible to feel nothing. Even apathy is an emotion. Therefore, it is impossible to do this incorrectly. You've got this. You are doing amazing. If you feel resistance, turn your attention to it. How is your body communicating that you feel numb or empty? Are there sensations of heaviness, tingling, or tightness? Does the sensation feel cold, hot, hollow? Where in your body can you feel this? The tips of your fingers? Your chest? Scan your entire body. We're going to focus on any sensations that come up around the theme of responsibility, around feeling like you have to be perfect, or worried you're going to cause harm to others. Perhaps it's guilt over a past event which may or may not be real, in which you desire certainty over. Or maybe you feel like you need an answer to a question about yourself. Perhaps you overanalyze every interaction, thought, and feeling you have.
Maybe you hold yourself to unrealistic standards. What sensations come up when you think about this? Welcome them in and just allow them to be there. This may trigger you a little, but that's our aim. We need to bring these sensations to the surface in order to process them and allow them to leave. Invite your body to fully experience all sensations that are attached to any of these themes. The sensations may be subtle, a slight tingle in the body. You don't need to do anything or change them, just notice them and allow them to be there. We are no longer using compulsions to push uncomfortable sensations or thoughts away, because they do not help with long-term healing. I want you to lean into the sensations and be present with them. Don't be shocked if the feelings become more intense at this point. It's very tempting to want to fix or change them. You may want to try to figure them out, gain certainty, but let go of that urge. There's nothing you need to do here but surrender to the sensations, accept their presence, and allow them the space to move on without using compulsions. If you feel nothing right now, ask yourself, what does nothing feel like? And focus on that sensation. We're going to invite these sensations now, whatever they may be, to come up. They may be subtle or intense. They may feel like tightness, tingling, heaviness. They may be present in your hands, chest, neck, feet. Wherever they are, remember they want to leave. We simply have to stop resisting and allow them to process and move on. We're going to do 3 release breathing cycles, tuning into the sensations in your body and breathing in deeply for 6 seconds, holding for 3 seconds, breathing out and making a shh sound for 6 seconds, holding again for another 3 seconds, and then breathing normally. When you breathe in, invite the sensations to come up, and when breathing out, making that shh sound, visualize them passing through you and being released. The sensations may take a couple of cycles to pass through you, and that is okay. Take your time to be present with them and allow them to move on. Breathe in, inviting the sensations up now for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hold your breath for 1, 2, 3. And breathe out, letting go of all the sensations for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3. And breathing normally. There may still be some sensations left in your body to release, and that's okay. We're going to do another release cycle now. Breathing in, inviting the sensations up for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Holding the sensations there for 1, 2, 3. And breathing out, letting go. 4, 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3, and breathe normally. Allow the sensations to pass through you and release them. We're going to do one more release breathing cycle. Breathing in, inviting any and all sensations left up for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3. And breathe out, letting go of all sensations. 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3. And breathe normally. Just breathing easily, naturally. Take your time. You'll probably notice things feel a little lighter. Often, when we begin leaning into uncertainty and working on releasing negative self-beliefs, things can feel worse before they feel better. This is a process and a practice that takes time. Notice your body feeling lighter and just take a moment to breathe and feel connected to your body. We're going to do a grounding breathing cycle now. Breathing in for 6, holding for 3, breathing out, again making the shh sound for 6, holding for 3, and then returning to breathing normally. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hold for 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. Shh. 4, 5, 6. Hold for 1, 2, 3. And breathe normally. Let's take a few moments to be present with your inner world. Taking nice, deep breaths. I want you to take a moment to realize how incredible you are. You sat with uncertainty and have taken a huge step towards breaking the cycle. And with practice, this process will become easier for you. You can handle uncertainty and find freedom.